The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Oh, it totally is, because this is episode 43 of the Wicked Anime Podcast, a podcast about anime and stuff. And I'm Dylan, and with me is a hard man with hard opinions, Andrew.
Hello.
It's been a while. Stupid, awesome analyst, John.
Yo.
And I forgot what Christine was.
Christine is the anime noob. She also seconds as our quote-unquote PR person.
Yeah.
Because she gets us fans.
She does. It's weird. Say hi.
Hi.
I was just about to say I still haven't heard her talk.
Fun fact, it's also tomorrow's our first year anniversary of dating. Godzilla approves.
But you didn't see Godzilla, Christine.
I did. I was with you.
Oh, word. I don't remember
you
that.
You forget
all.
Me.
We
I feel like this together. Happens every time Christine is on. She's like, yeah, I was there.
That's how much they remember me.
When did we go see Godzilla?
With Alexander and Kelly.
Kelly was there too?
Yeah. We went to Five Guys after and everything.
We need to have an intervention for
Man,
Andrew.
Man, I'm so tired.
Andrew actually hasn't even seen Godzilla yet. We just didn't have the heart to tell
Don't
him.
Don't you remember? He was like a guest star in his own movie.
Well, that just goes without saying.
He accidentally saw Think Like a Man too, and that's what he thought. Godzilla was, but...
Yeah, you were in that chick flick.
I don't think... Is Think Like a Man 2 considered a chick flick?
Nah.
I don't know. Who's even in that?
It's more of like a romantic...
Kevin Hart.
It's about... I think it's about, like, just a group of dudes trying to throw a bachelor party, and then it's also about a group of chicks doing a bachelorette party.
Oh, right.
I don't know. Steve Harvey wrote a book that it's based on, sort of, I think.
Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is Steve Harvey. Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know if he wrote a book called Think Like a Man 2, but he wrote the book Think Like a Man.
So we eventually talk about anime.
This is an anime podcast. The number one Steve Harvey referenced anime podcast.
Family Feud is a good show.
Yes.
With Richard Karn.
Oh.
Okay, so it's time to ring the news bell.
News.
Cool. So... Discotech Media continues to be the best anime distributor in America because they are finally giving a license to Violence Jack.
Yes, no more bootleg footage at our hardcore anime panel.
And we can tell people to buy it.
Yes, because it will be at Anime Boston, just like Mad Bull was. Mad Bull was at Anime Boston.
Yeah, so Violence Jack is coming out in 2015. Being redistributed by Discotech Media. It's going to be... Hopefully it's going to be completely uncut in the original form. I mean, I wouldn't put it past Discotech because they're...
Oh, yeah. If they release Mad Bull the way they did, then they're going to release...
I don't know, man. Violence Jack is...
Well, because for all of you who don't know, Violence Jack is notorious for being the most violent anime ever released. In fact, when it came to America, distributed by Manga Corporation, the show didn't even make sense because they cut it to Swiss cheese. I say this at every hardcore anime panel because it is the most interesting thing about anime ever. Because then Critical Mass got a hold of it, and Critical Mass released the real cut. And you can't find those cuts anymore.
Well, because Critical Mass doesn't exist.
Yeah. And wasn't the 4Kids version like 30 seconds long?
If they made a 4Kids version of Violence Jack, I would still watch it because
it'd
that
be called
would...
Happy Jack.
Christine, you concur. It's pretty violent, right? You're the audience member in this.
Which clip was that?
Where everybody's being raped and cut in half.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
Okay, so next up in media news, we have an announcement from Crunchyroll. This is probably the best thing that's been announced from Crunchyroll in a while. That JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is getting a premiere of its English dub.
And it's going the same night as the Anime Expo premiere. So Anime Expo is premiering this.
And the cast is amazing. Like, I can't believe that they, for Joseph Joestar, they got Richard Epcar, who is most famous for Bato and from Ghost in the Shell. And then Jotaro is Matt Mercer, who recently, he's known for playing Leon Kennedy in the Resident Evil series.
Tigra from Thundercats
for Andrew. And recently, he was Levi in Attack on Titan.
Yes.
Did we meet him?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a super nice guy, and actually, you can see the clip at the beginning of Andrew's Go Go Nippon review. We got Matt Mercer's intro endorsement clip for Wicked Anime in the front of that.
Yeah, so that's Matt Mercer. Go watch the Go Go Nippon review.
What was the other voice?
The last one was...
Oh! Patrick Seitz as Dio.
Yes, that's what it is. So they released those three characters. They have not released who is Abdul. They do not have Holly. They don't have...
Polnareff.
Polnareff doesn't show up in the first three episodes, but Kakyoin does.
Yeah.
So I can't wait. I can't wait!
So next up on the media circuit, this one I was... kind of conflicted as to whether or not put this in strange news or media news, but I figured that it went more towards media news because it's an event that's happening. Or it's not happening yet, it's not official.
Oh yeah, this is awesome.
But via Anime News Network, Project H's Twitter feed announced that they are going to be starting up a hentai convention. Project H is a hentai distributor, and they have something called the Hentai Festival every year at Anime Expo. They have panels and stuff where they talk about new releases and everything like that, and they just recently announced, or they teased, that they are planning on making a full-on hentai convention.
Where at, do you know?
No, they have not announced that. They don't know where it is yet. I'm assuming that it's going to be on the West Coast somewhere just because of Anime Expo.
But they said it was, quote-unquote, in the works.
Right. So we don't know when we're even going to get to see it. It could be 2015, 16, I don't know.
But we did bring this up to Cap, our producer, and he basically said, how do we get Wicked Anime to get there?
Yeah. Hey man, we gotta be there for when the history is made.
That's right.
Yeah, we're here for history.
That's exactly what it is, and I read hentai for the articles.
Yeah.
We're gonna stick by that statement too.
Christine would come with us.
Would you, Christine? Andrew wouldn't remember if you did, though.
Probably not, you'd be too distracted.
But
you still didn't answer our question, would you come with us?
It's not that hard a question.
That sounds like a yes.
Just say yes and move on.
Okay. A few questions. Are they going to have voice actors there?
No release details. And I would hope that it would be the Japanese voice actors, because whoever watches the hentai in English, if you've seen it ever, it's like, whoa, like that's not good. But if they could get Tom Whalen to go. As Dick Tripwire, because that is his,
that was his quote unquote hentai.
Yeah, when he worked at Central Park Media, that's he was Tom Whalen for regular animes that they released, and
like Pokemon.
Yeah, and he was Dick Tripwire for the hentais that they released.
Wow.
So
second question: how many people do you think are going to dress up like octopuses? Octopi.
More than half.
Yeah. In fact.
The one thing
I would probably want to go with, like, tentacles on my fingers, just like holding a microphone with tentacles on the ends of my fingers.
You're going to be that guy?
The other thing that I'm thinking of is how big the first convention would be, because if you recall when Otakon did Otakon Vegas, when they moved from Baltimore to their show in Vegas, it was significantly smaller by or 10 times the amount of people weren't there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really not,
it was really small, which is weird because A, Vegas, and B, Otakon, one of the biggest conventions in the United States. What I'm confused about is if they do this first ever hentai convention, is it going to be something like the size of FAE, where it's like six rooms and
that you rotate around in,
and you can count the people on one hand who actually attend?
Granted, FAE didn't have any hentai booths, so imagine like all that dealer's room just being all hentai stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's more than any convention ever.
It'll be like the crowded AB at the Dojin table.
See, and what I was thinking, what I was saying was, would there be, like, one regular anime table, and that's the table everybody's huddled around? Like, or,
it's,
you know,
really taboo to, like, walk over to it. You feel a little embarrassed.
Yeah, so, no, you know, but Dylan, if you've ever been to a hentai booth at a convention, nobody is embarrassed. In fact, everybody is crowded around, walks over to it, and is, like, asking, like, shameless questions to the people who work there, because everybody there is shameless.
Or like last time when I went there and had no idea what the booth was about, and walked up and was like, "Oh my gosh!" And
oh, like when John was at that yaoi booth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like the time I was at that yaoi booth, that was weird.
Yeah, that's... what are we excited for here, guys? Oh.
Yeah, that was my reaction. I went and looked at another booth while they spent probably 45 minutes at the table.
Dude, those NNA guys were awesome to talk to. Like, we were having, like, conversations.
I look at things for the art.
Yeah,
there are arts there, like famous anime artists now. Like, or famous manga artists. Like, I was like, basically I went up to the guy and I was just like, "Do you have any Black Lagoon?" He's like, "No, we're all sold out of Black Lagoon. But I have the artist of Black Lagoon who does other art." And I was like, "Really? Can I see it?" And he's like, "Yeah." and so he basically pulled out like all these books that were done by the Black Lagoon artist. And, you know, it was hentai that looks like Black Lagoon with just different characters. It was crazy.
A more fun one is we found the artist who did Sergeant Frog. Which, if you don't know what Sergeant Frog is, it's a kid's show. It's the kid's show, which is like the Invader Zim of Japan. And it's really adorable. And the art looks exactly the same in this anti book. So next up in media news, we actually have something that is somewhat related to, you know, the
whole Project H thing and the hentai convention showing up.
Yeah, okay, so we had this story that came from CNN a couple days ago, which was talking about child pornography and manga, or not even manga, but hentai, you know. But it's, I mean...
it's a weird argument, because it seems to come from the side of people who are talking about... This news story came from CNN. And CNN kind of sent a guy to Japan.
Sent a guy.
They sent him to Japan to look at these stores with comic books and doujins and all these kinds of things where, you know, you walk down the hall and all of a sudden you're in all the doujins and everybody looks like little girls. But he was the guy who really didn't understand the culture of anime and where things are coming from. Where, yes, we here at Wicked Anime do not say anything of the sort that child pornography is okay, because that is terrible, the same way that Ken Akamatsu said.
Yeah, the guy who Ken Akamatsu, who created Love Hina and Negima, he weighed in on this.
Yeah, and said, yes, child pornography and pedophilia is a terrible, terrible thing, and that is absolutely the case. But it's being compared to art, and it seems like the people who are arguing this are the same kind of people who, when anime first popped up, it was either, oh, you're either watching Pokemon or porn.
Yep.
And that's really what it comes down to.
This issue really kind of... by the way, we're going to put this link in the description, because it's really important to check out and see if anybody wants to weigh in on it.
It kind of follows the rules of... because they're talking about, do these kinds of mangas lead to pedophilia? And... my opinion is no. If somebody's kind of messed in the head like that already, this is only going to kind of push the envelope.
It's the same way that people argue in America that video games cause school shootings.
Exactly. That's just where we stand on this specific article. We're not saying that we condone loli hentai at all.
Because we don't.
Yeah, we're not saying we condone... really any kind of doujins or hentai. I mean, we're not like nothing like that. We're just kind of telling our side of the story as far as an art form goes.
where, yes, people make money off of this and jobs can get ruined. I don't know. It's such a gray area. Like, this is not a black and white situation.
I don't see the appeal of it anyways, so I don't really care whether they put a ban on it or not. Yeah, I don't know. I agree with what you guys had said about it, but that's just sort of my feeling towards it.
Yeah, and kind of what they're doing is they're kind of lumping it all together, where they're saying, like, all these characters look like little girls. It's not just, like, not just the lowly ones, but they're, like, clearly there is, like, these characters look young. They say they're not young, but they are young. And that's kind of just the art form.
They actually talk about, in this article, you know, the use of kawaii and moe, and they touch on all those subjects, which is interesting, you know, at the way that they, you know, add that in there, saying, like, we don't mean for it to be children, it's just cute.
Though granted, there are a lot of hentais and doujins with children.
Yeah. I know that it does exist out there, and I think that's wrong. And I don't think that those ones should exist in the same way that, you know, on a certain level of artistic form, because it's just morally wrong, regardless of where you look at it. I mean, there are some artists out there even who are defending it and saying that no one's being hurt by it. You know,
yeah,
it's not actually children who are...
Yeah, they're
like not actual children or anybody who's actually involved in hentai, which is a really weird double-edged, like, argument.
Yeah, like I said, it's a super gray area. Like, this is the grayest of the gray.
I know that the...
it's the grayest of the gray with Liam Neeson.
And, you know, Ken Akamatsu kind of went in and he's like, look at my comic books. Even I draw, teenage characters in sexual situations. And he's like, yeah, but they're not actually, like, doing, like, sexual... Like, there's nothing happening to them. They're just...
Yeah.
They're just in a bathtub like normal people do, and it's weird. It's really weird.
I know that this is an issue that the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund brings
yes.
up all the time.
Yes.
I like the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund. They do a lot of good things. They actually helped out in a lot of situations that have gotten people in trouble. You know, like, remember a long time ago, we talked about that story about that guy who got held in crossing the border in Canada for having... anime on his computer. Mm-hmm. Well, that's they helped him through that, you know, and they're there to stick up for it. They actually have a banner that says manga's not a crime. I think that's the point that they're hitting here as well. That all art forms should be allowed. Let's move on to something a little bit more fun or less piece of media news. Dylan, this is the piece that you sent us about the Knights of Cydonia anime.
The Muse song?
Yeah. Knights of Cydonia, which is going to be the first original anime to premiere on Netflix.
Yep.
Man, I actually kind of peeked at the story and I saw Knights of on Netflix. And I was kind of hoping it was like Knights of Tyranagog.
Oh my gosh. I wish that show was on there.
Can you imagine just the flail, I'm doing nothing.
The flail guy.
We've told the story multiple times, but for those who need a refresher, Knights of Tyranno.
Is it Tyranno or Tyranagog?
I think I always said Tyranagog, but I think it is Tyranno.
I don't know
where
Sean
I got Tyranagog from.
Yeah. All the knights have like swords that
This is a Sentai show.
Yeah. And they're like medieval knights. But
yeah,
like,
it's like Power Rangers, but they're medieval knights.
All the knights have swords that shoot lasers and stuff like that, except for the white knight, which has a flail that he only swings around his head while the rest of them are shooting lasers.
Yeah, it's in the intro. It shows everyone shooting a laser, and then behind them, there's just a guy spinning a flail above his head.
Oh, man.
Anyway, well, Knights of Cydonia.
Yeah, it's premiering on Netflix, I think, for the summer anime.
Yeah, I think it's July 4th or 8th. I forget which number I remembered seeing.
Cool. So it might be up by the time this podcast is out.
What did you read anything about the story, or
I didn't.
What did you think about?
Oh, no, wait, I did. The story is actually really interesting now that I think about it, or now that I remember. It's kind of like Titan AE in a way where where there's like Earth has been destroyed and there's Earth inhabitants on this ship called Cydonia, and there's this race of people who live on Cydonia who are genetically altered humans who were made on Cydonia, and I think it's like some sort of interaction between the two. I don't have the full story based on it, but
the very bare bones premises that you get from us Wicked Anime guys. But I totally check it out. I mean, we have Netflix, might as well. It's kind of our job. All right. What?
No, I found the intro. Sorry.
Sweet. Perfect. That's it for media news. We don't really have too much gaming news, but if we want to talk about this real quick, E3, we talked about it in our last podcast, which was only our speculation because we hadn't seen E3 yet.
It hadn't happened yet.
But E3 has now happened, and we can talk about certain
stuff. It's been long gone by the time you're hearing this.
Oh, yeah. It's been so long gone. So this is kind of like a refresher course for you. And first off,
it's going to be quick.
Really disappointed there is no Hobo Life Simulator.
There is a Rock Simulator. Have you seen that?
A rock as in like...
As in you watch a rock.
Like an earth mineral?
Yeah, it's on Indiegogo. You can back it. If you pay them $50, they'll send you 3 actual rocks. It's an actual thing.
And that's as strange as it gets. So as a quick breakdown, Microsoft actually did really, really well this year. They picked it up from their previous years. They weren't all apps and anything. They actually talked about things people wanted to hear, minus, in my opinion, Call of Duty, because, I mean... Surprise, Call of Duty. Really? I mean, stop making those games, please.
But this was what I was waiting for. The reason why I don't have an Xbox One or a PS4 was because the library wasn't there. So now that E3 happened this year, I'm kind of convinced to get both.
Well, especially because Xbox One will have... what you playing, Christine?
Mario Kart.
We'll let you know when you can join the conversation again.
Thank you.
Xbox One will have Sunset Overdrive, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'll try that. And then I missed the PlayStation conference. I had to go to sleep. PlayStation conference was good. I don't remember exactly everything that was in it, but I remember it being good, but not as good as Xbox's, believe it or not.
And then let's just go straight to the one that's kind of relevant, which is Nintendo.
Yeah, Splatoon.
Splatoon.
Hell yeah. I'm all about Splatoon.
Splatoon, the open world Zelda... Release dates for Smash Brothers, which is cool. Not much else on Monster Hunter 4. I did, however, watch them live stream it, which is pretty awesome.
That's it. That's it for E3.
That's all for E3. We can pass on that then.
By now, you've probably already heard tons about E3.
And you probably don't care. You've probably
Everything we could say about it, I'm sure you would have... probably heard already.
Even Christine has tuned out. She's playing Mario Kart.
Although they did release, like, this, I don't think this was at E3, but recently they released, maybe it was, I don't remember, a 30-minute demo of the Metal Gear Solid Phantom Pains. It looks really cool.
They didn't release a demo, but the trailer that they showed during the Sony conference was, like, awe-inspiring.
Looks really, really fun. Like, the open world aspect is pretty cool, but they also added in this new thing I've never seen in a Metal Gear game where... You have a thing called Home Base, and it's an actual place you can go to and customize and expand and build upon. And while you're actually playing the game, you can capture people to send back to Home Base, and then they become your soldiers.
Yeah, join or die.
Yeah, you can do the same thing with vehicles, sheep. You can find a sheep, send them back.
Yeah, you could do the soldiers thing in Peace Walker. Yeah,
yeah. It's I think Phantom Pains is close to a sequel to Peace Walker, but then again, the Metal Gear storyline is so confusing to me. I could be entirely wrong.
All I know was that I was super impressed by the Phantom Pains trailer, and I've never played a Metal Gear Solid game in my entire life. Shame on me.
Yeah. Time for some strange news.
Yep, set for gaming news. Time to move on to some strange news.
Strange news.
What? Okay. First up in strange news, this is actually an old story, and it's made its way around the internet quite a bit, so it's probably old news in this case, but it's still our show, and we're going to talk about it.
Hearing this.
Yeah. China hospitals in China have created a hands-free sperm extractor hospitals. I don't know what...
If you guys have seen the pictures for that, it's pretty funny. It's literally like... It looks like a parking meter.
Yeah, they're like as close as urinals are to one another.
Yeah, I know. There's some. Yeah, it's really weird.
I mean, just.
Did they say what they'd be used for?
I would imagine that it would be for donations.
Yeah, for sperm donors.
But I don't know why China would want sperm donors, because they want to keep their population controlled. Unless that's why they are doing it. They're having people...
they're putting them in bathrooms just for the heck of it.
See, like, maybe they're...
Oh, that's so gross.
I thought when you posted that, I thought the following headline in China would be, hospital janitors quit in exponential numbers. All-time high.
Oh, man. The places we could go with this story is just not touching it. A lot of people are...
I don't think many people would want to.
A lot of people are commenting, when do the home versions come out? Yeah, you can go on J-List for those. Put that in our list of things that explode in China.
Later on.
I get what you're saying.
I think that we should leave on the high note.
All right. We will then.
Dylan is just like, bail.
So next up in strange news, have you guys heard about this with North Korea? They're declaring that Seth Rogen's new film, The Interview, is going to be declared an act of war if it's released.
See, now, and I've seen a lot of people disputing whether this is real or not. Like, it as a news source, like, people are like, oh, that's faked. Like, they're just trying to create more propaganda against North Korea.
That's true, because it was on Yahoo News when I saw it.
I said, do they need more propaganda? It doesn't seem like that fun of a place.
Yeah, well, and that's what they're saying. Like, a lot of comments that I was reading were really crazy. Like, people were saying, dude, people are actually really happy in North Korea, and they're really, like, not oppressed, and they get fed, and I was signed,
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Like, and I was like, dude, there are documentaries about North Korea of people who have gotten in there and filmed it. Basically, this commenter was not defending North Korea, but as he quoted, that's not what he said. But he was arguing for, like, against American propaganda, like, saying, like, oh, this is just American slander because North Korea isn't that bad. And he said South Korea and North Korea are actually friends. So Seth Rogen's new movie is about assassinating.
Yeah. Coming to a theater near you. Yeah, how crazy would it be, though, if Seth Rogen and James Franco brought upon World War III?
I would say bring it on. Like, honestly, what is North Korea going
to
do?
Yeah, like, if North Korea wants to make World War III, World War III is going to be really easy.
If you just think about it, in terms of history, First World and Second World War were sort of brought upon by, like, these really prolific assassinations and things like that. And then, like, World War III, a couple comedians made a movie.
Yeah, right.
Well, it would kind of be like the assassination of Franz Ferdinand, because that's a band, so...
There you go.
So, last in strange news, we have an ongoing saga that we've been talking about in multiple podcasts over the past couple weeks, where we've been following these idols who have had these
gathering events
for meeting, you buy a product and you get a ticket to meet an idol.
Pretty standard.
Yeah. You know the drill by now. So there was this story of, did one of our fans send this to us?
Is this the Saw?
No.
I know that was last week.
No, okay, so I'm sorry if you did send this to us, I don't remember, but I'm going to read the story and let us know in fan service, and we'll be sure to correct that next time. Nana Mizuki was doing this promotion where if you bought bags of chips, there could be tickets in the bag to meet her on stage. Like, you go up on stage during her Pop Idol concert, and you could meet her. So there was this fan who spent 300,000 yen on potato chips. And as a matter of fact, he bought 89 boxes of this potato chips. And in each box was 1,000 bags.
Oh, my gosh.
So he bought 89,000 bags of potato chips, weighing in at 460 pounds of potato chips. Of course, he didn't eat 460 pounds of potato chips. No, he went took all these bags of potato chips and he went around to 6 different wooded areas around Tokyo and he dumped them all. So there's 460, almost 500 pounds of potato chips just around the border of Tokyo. And he was actually arrested for this because he got caught. And what brings this all together, full circle, is that this ended up disappointing the pop idol Nana Mizuki because she is actually a part of a group called Marugomi, who is a litter cleanup group. So this guy littered 500 pounds of potato chips in forests so that he could meet this pop idol who is very prominent in
making sure you don't litter.
Yeah. And so, within trying to meet his favorite pop idol, he ended up disappointing her.
Aww.
Aww, that's so sad.
It is so sad.
So, that's a strange sketch.
That's so sad. He's like, oh, no.
Hollywood written. You should make a movie about that.
I don't remember seeing that story anywhere.
I don't remember where I found it.
It's not an actual story. John made it up.
Yeah. Dude, that is so believable.
Good job, John.
Thank you. I worked really hard on that one. So that's it for news. So we are going to move on to what we're watching. We don't have a lot of what we're currently watching. We'll go over a couple things. But what we're really going to do for this section now is talk about the new season of anime. So let's start off with what we have watched. Dylan, go ahead.
I saw the English remake of Old Boy recently. I guess I'm not going to go into too many of the details because it's easy to spoil that movie, or at least the ending. But
yeah,
I sort of liked it, but I certainly didn't think it had the gravity of the original film.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing. Is I was basically told don't watch it because the person who I got feedback from just hated it so much. He was just like, forget it.
Yeah,
don't even bother.
It's sort of, parts of it are like a shot-for-shot remake, and then the details that they did change are the parts that make it worse. So I don't know why it was necessary to make the film, but I saw that, and then a while ago now, I forgot to mention that I saw the first couple episodes of Captain Earth, which was wasn't that the one you tried to get me to watch a while ago?
Yeah, yes. It was Bones' new mecha anime.
Yeah. The first episode I thought was really confusing.
Surprise!
I think I watched 3 episodes, and it started to make a little bit more sense after that. Typical Bones fashion, it's just sort of... a lot of their animes don't... The first episodes don't really feel like a first episode.
Yeah, they just kind of throw you into it. Yeah.
I mean, it's a good idea to, like, start a story in the middle of the action, but I always feel like they're starting, like, they're putting you in the middle of exposition where, like, you're like, why is this a thing? And it's just sort of like, oh, it's a thing.
Hey, am I really watching episode 1?
Yeah.
That's actually kind of how I felt when I started watching Brotherhood, because Brotherhood starts, in like, right in the action. Like, it starts out with explosions and... war and craziness.
Yeah, but you weren't confused as to, like, who the bad guy was, or, like, which I was at least during a part of the first episode. I forget when that became clear. It's another Bones anime, so it's pretty to look at and sometimes hard to understand.
Cool. All right. I don't really have anything new that I've watched. You know what I did? I did buy, though. I bought... I added to the collection the High School of the Dead OVA.
Oh, yeah. Jonathan actually picked that up on DVD.
Yeah. I found it in a Newbery Comics for $4. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I'll use it for an episode.
Yeah.
So I can make a $4 joke.
I'm going to make a Bargain Bin episode for it. Bargain Bin's the new series that I'm starting up for Wicked Anime when I have time.
Okay. So moving on to this new season of Summer 2014 Anime, which has any of it started yet? I feel like that it started...
Some of them are starting in, like, a week.
So we're going to go through and talk about ones that...
Oh, so by the time this podcast comes out, yes, they will have started.
Yeah.
there's a lot of really interesting anime going on this season. Like, I was making a list of, like, things that I wanted to watch, and I was like, this is a really long list of things I want to try. First off, I'll watch a show based on the artwork. You know, like, if I look at a cover and I have no idea what it's about, but I see that the artwork is good, I will watch it. That's, like, every single show this season. Everything looks gorgeous. There's a couple on here that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I did not notice there's going to be a Sword Art Online 2.
Yeah, Sword Art Online 2 starts this season, which is awesome because I'm pretty sure Funimation has already snagged it, you know, for a second season.
Oh, yeah.
And I found out that the Sword Art Online 2 show follows the light novels, which is actually, it follows the third arc of the story. So I think they did they play the second arc? That must have been the
second arc would be the fairies.
Yeah. So Sword Art Online 2 follows the third book in the light novel series, which I guess Kirito, like, he finds himself in the same situation as the game. He's doing it to save.
Not again.
Well, no, he's doing it willingly to save people. I think that's what the idea of it is.
Huh.
So there's Sword Art Online 2. It's slowly uncovering itself as to what story it's going to be. If you read the light novels, you already know. We haven't because it doesn't have any pictures in it. Next one I want to talk about, obviously, is Space Dandy 2.
Yeah, and apparently that one is being simulcasted alongside the release.
Yeah, so it's going to, it's my DVR is going to be filling up again on it for Adult Swim.
Did you ever finish watching the first season?
I had. I watched it as it came out. Andrew has not.
Yeah, I'm still on episode 8.
And you should continue watching because it's just as good as it's always been.
Yeah, well, if you go to the bottom of that list, there's another one down there that I 100% want to watch, and that's Tokyo Ghoul. Yeah, the new horror anime that's coming out this season that looks pretty bloody, looks pretty fantastic. I will check that out.
Let's head up back up to the top of the list, start at the top, which I wanted to talk about. I actually posted this one on our Facebook page a long time ago when it was first announced, was Akame ga Kill, which is a super violent anime, apparently. Like,
really?
The manga was really good. It's really popular.
I've never even heard of it.
Tatsumi is a fighter who just got robbed by a pretty girl, and his luck seems to be looking up as another pretty girl has taken him in. What he doesn't know is that this girl is about to be visited by a family of assassins, including the girl who robbed him, and they might just be the good guys and be recruiting. Okay, so the girl he got robbed from is the good guys, and is probably going to be looking to recruit this guy who's a fighter to become an assassin with them. But yeah,
if he got robbed, he can't be that good of a fighter.
I guess he's being put on the side of the people who got robbed by, so he could be made better. So he can rob like the pretty girls.
Aren't the pretty girls in two separate factions?
I don't know. I have to watch it.
Yeah, we're going to have to watch it.
So
I guess
we get that description.
And there's a couple mecha animes coming out.
Yeah.
Dylan, I'm sure you'll be interested. Yeah, the, you're not going to watch them.
Yeah, that second one on there looks like a cool picture, but
yeah.
You'll have to see.
That one's an alternate history, which seems pretty cool.
I want to watch the Barakamon there because it's a slice of life comedy. And I really, really, really enjoy the slice of life comedies.
It's about calligraphy, which is really interesting when you get into cultural slice of lives, because you get the comedies, and then there's another one, another slice of life that's coming out called Glasslip, which it's about six high school students who want to learn how to become glassblowers. And it's like, how can you make an interesting story about that? But I'm really intrigued by it, and the art looks amazing.
Just making bongs all the time.
Yeah. No, but I'm super interested in it. I want to find out what it's about. You know, so, I mean, Glasslip, that seems really interesting.
Hmm. Yeah, and the Barakamon. Apparently, that's another one based off of a manga, obviously. But, you know, a guy moves into a new town and he has annoying neighbors. But I mean, they're kids. And I guess it's him and his interaction with his annoying neighbor kids or something like that.
Hmm.
So, it seems like it could be funny.
And then there's the next one that I was interested in called Dramatical Murders. This one, it kind of gave me a Sword Art Online kind of vibe, but it also gave me the kind of the Gerard Butler movie Gamer kind of vibe. It's a fighting, like, the characters in this story play a fighting game called Rhyme, and it has
and
to do
with there's a pretty
this
girl who robs him.
I'll watch it if Gerard Butler's in it.
Gerard Butler hasn't been in a movie in forever. But it's about fighting games, and it, like I said, it gave me that video game
Sword Online vibe, so I want to check it out.
Next, cool. How about that Love Stage anime?
let's get Sean to watch that.
Yeah, we should get Sean to watch
it. We should get Sean to watch Love Stage. That would be funny. He won't do it. Yeah, Maji Moji Rurumo. Basically, it's about a summoner who summons a witch who can grant him a wish. And apparently, the more he makes wishes, the more it kills him. He gets this witch to do something for him, but then she's supposed to take his soul, but she doesn't. And so he wishes for her to come back, but because that happens, all of a sudden she gets demoted as like a witch in training. So it's like about this boy and then the witch in training, and he can grant him any wish he wants, but the more he wishes, the more it kills him.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it looks kind of neat. I'll check it out.
I find it weird that there's a lot of studios here or a lot of animes here who don't have studios. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, Studio to be announced.
Oh, that's a great one.
Let's see. We got a couple boob animes this season.
Momo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Momo.
Momo. Kyun Sword.
Psychopass New Version, which is pretty awesome. Because they're basically taking the series that came out a while ago and putting them into hour-long episodes, like kind of like an HBO special series. Since seeing that I missed out on Psychopass, I'm going to check that out. Because I really wanted to see Cycle Pass. It's like right up my alley as far as cyberpunk stuff goes.
Mm-hmm. Was Persona 4, the gold animation is on this list. Was that an anime before it was a game?
It was not. I actually don't think there's been a Persona 4 anime. I think it was a game first.
Yeah, it was.
That's what I thought, so I was surprised to see it on here as an anime.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the whole Danganronpa thing, how Danganronpa got an anime.
Mm-hmm.
It's that deal.
So if you're a Persona 4 fan, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. And we do know a lot of Persona 4 fans. So
let's see. This one seems kind of funny. The Rokyo Juma no Shinryakushisha. Ooh, mess that up. Ryoko Jima is an anime about a guy who moves into an apartment for $50 a month. And the reason for that is because it's haunted by ghosts, but all the ghosts are really cute girls.
Surprise!
Yeah, who are trying to... But, like, it's funny because, like, they're trying to scare him out of the apartment, but they're, like, cute girls, so you can't do anything about it. But see, I think it sounds funny.
I passed over that one because I saw guy moves into apartment with ghost girls, and I was like, what? Nanana's Buried Treasure? Like, that's the same exact thing.
But, is it? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, because Nanana's Buried Treasure is about a guy who moves into an apartment, and there's a ghost girl living there. She doesn't scare him out. She's like his friend. But they're looking for her buried treasure. And so I saw that, and I was like, same premise. I'll move on. But that one actually sounds funnier than Nanana.
It sounds like Casper, but like a harem.
Exactly. Yeah.
But the thing about it is it doesn't sound like a boob anime, you know, like, or they don't make it seem like that. They make it seem like it's supposed to be cute rather than, as long as it doesn't give me recently my sister is unusual vibe.
Yeah, he's got all these cute ghost girls and he picks his sister.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's not out of the realm of possibility. Don't laugh at that just yet. Saba Gebu looks really good. It's about middle school.
It's a shoujo. It's for girls.
I know it's a shoujo, but I still think the premise sounds good. It's about like middle school girls doing military training drills.
That sounds like every anime about.
So it's like
anime
ROTC.
ROTC. What?
You don't know what that is?
No. Know what that is?
I believe that's what they call it. It's like a pre-military thing you can do in high school.
In college.
Well, this is middle school.
Yeah, it would still apply. There are people laughing really hard at that at home.
Godzilla. Right.
There we go.
And then the other one that interests me on the list was Zankyu no Terror,
there's been like a lot of controversy behind it when it first came out, which is like, oh, that looks like the Twin Towers, which how cool would it be if Tokyo made an homage to 9/11. I think that'd be cool if they made a series about it.
Well, the series is about two kids who bomb a building. It's like a mix between between, you know, 9/11 and the Marathon bombings. Yeah. Like, it's exactly that story, which is weird. I mean, if you see the poster for it, it's two guys standing on the side, and then there's a girl in the middle, and behind them there's two towers that it looks exactly like 9/11.
I really thought it was the two towers.
Interestingly, this is a Shinichiro Watanabe.
Yeah, that's right.
So this is straight up Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, I'm totally into checking it out. You know, as long as it's not.
I saw a news article on the internet. I don't know if it was real or not, but it basically said Obama says don't jump to conclusions about new anime. I was just like, I don't think so.
Were they specifically talking about that?
Yeah. They said he said that because Obama jumped to a conclusion about another anime. I forget which one it was, but it was one I watched about how it has to do with something. I was like, Obama has nothing to do with any of this.
What Obama really said was, "This is a declaration of war."
there's a couple more on here that I would totally check out, like the Hana Yamada. That one's done by Madhouse. That's enough for me to watch it.
Oh yeah, Madhouse. That'd be freaking sweet. It's a seinen slice of life, which means it's for older males, and it's a slice of life.
It's about a girl who learns how to dance.
It's the target is older men, so who knows?
Creepy.
Yeah.
Bakumatsu Rock. That one seems interesting. It seems like it's going to be really stylish.
But it's done by Studio Dean, and we've had some bad experience with Studio Dean.
It's kind of like a Japanese Footloose that takes place in the 19th century.
Yeah, and that's just it. When things popping up for Studio Dean, I see that the major reaction to Studio Dean showing up is people saying, Studio Dean.
I would try it, I guess, you know, in the way that it's about rock music, and rock music is illegal, but some dude wants to play rock music, so... But it takes place in the 19th century, which doesn't have rock music, you know? I mean, it's... I feel like that there's, like, other good things that people can check out.
Yeah, if you guys want to send us information on any of these animes, please do. If you want us to look into anything new that you think might be interesting, let us know.
There's this guy, or this show, Gekkan Shoujo Nozaki-kun. This girl confesses her love for this dude, but he misconstrues it as she likes his shoujo manga work, and so he thinks that she's just a really big fan, and it's her trying to fix that by trying to. So I think that one seems kind of funny, and then the other one is Kuro Shitsuji Book of Circus, which is an A1 Pictures thing.
Yeah,
which is
it's kind of like how Monogatari has a bunch of series.
Yeah.
Remember Kyosu Giga? That weird anime with a girl with a funny-looking hammer? Yeah, it's that same series.
Okay.
But a different story.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of stuff that I want to check out this season. Hopefully I'll be able to see at least one episode of each. I haven't had a lot of time to watch anything.
There's so much going on.
Oh, there's movies, too. That's weird.
Yeah, so Ghost in the Shell 3 is coming out. Stand By Me with Doraemon is coming out. The movie, that is.
Pokemon X and Y movie.
Ooh,
yeah. Space Brothers movie.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
It's a short anime. Yami Shibai 2. It's it's animated retellings of Japanese ghost stories.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Cool. So that's it for what we're watching. I guess it's time to move on to our Tapagotchi. We got Christine the Anime Noob here. She was asking what anime she could watch on a limited time schedule. Some people work 40-hour work week jobs. Not as many as there used to be. But so,
America.
What animes are out there that you could jump in and out of at any point in time so you could just watch whenever you want? Now, Christine, I know that you've seen Ouran High School Host Club, and that was, like, pretty much it.
Yeah.
And then there were some movies that we showed you, too. But there's a lot of series out there that you have to watch in order and you have to kind of invest time into, which isn't always that great.
I feel like you just asked two different questions, though. You started by saying short animes, and then you said animes that you could just jump into at any time.
Okay. So, well, it could be either one, however you define anime on a limited viewing schedule.
Okay.
So, I mean, it could be short animes, and it could be animes that you can jump in and out of.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I didn't jumble it up there, but they're still both relevant.
Okay.
So, I mean, the first one that always pops into my mind, the four comas. People don't know what a four coma is they usually start out as manga that are four panel each, almost in the same way that, you know, you got those Garfield collection books where you can read Garfield comics.
Old Garfield comics and Calvin and Hobbes and whatnot.
Yeah, that's what four comas are in Japan. They're just four blocks and they tell a simple joke. Well, they make animes about those, and most of them come out to be, you know, Azumanga Daioh or Nichijo or, you know, shows that you don't even have to watch a full episode. There's just, like, a whole bunch of segments broken up. I mean, Four Comas, Nichijo has, like, you can find, like, 50 comics online about it, and it's only, like, three books.
Yeah, and apparently, due to unpopular opinion, Nichijo is not as good of an anime, blah, blah, blah. But I freaking just love Nichijo, man. If you're going to get into an anime that you don't have time to watch TV, any kind of TV show for, jump into Nichijo. It's, like, one of the funniest animes I have ever seen. It goes right to the top of one of the funniest animes I've ever seen. Even though people are kind of bashing it and being like, they just copied Azumanga Daioh. Well, you still have to kind of invest more time into Azumanga Daioh.
Not to mention, just think about all the other shows that are exactly the same in Japan. How many high school boys find a pretty girl and then fight something?
In anime or in real life?
Well, I don't know. You be the judge of that. What do you think?
I don't know about Japanese schoolboys in real life.
I'll go with Andrew's answer.
Then there's also the shows like Space Dandy. And you look at Space Dandy, and that one's simulcasting in America, so you don't have to wait for it, for one thing. Or, rather, you don't have to wait for the English, too, is what I mean, because you do have to wait week to week still for it. But it's not something that's as difficult to seek out, and you don't have to watch it in any kind of order. Now, I'm excited for Space Dandy Season 2, because I wonder if they're going to break out something more, you know, if they're going to actually give it a story or something like that.
I hope they bring that little alien girl back, the one that...
I do, too. That was the best episode.
Yeah, who was following Space Dandy
around. The boob alien?
No. Not little space alien, Dylan. The little girl.
Okay.
Who wanted to join Space Dandy's crew at the end, and he was like, not until you're older. Well, what if, like, in this series, it's like a time jump? And she's older, and she joins the Space Dandy crew. I would really enjoy that.
Yeah.
Because I suppose if they add another season, they do have to kind of switch up the character base a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, add some new characters.
Add a crew member or something like that. You know, something like that. Somebody else go.
I can think of two short animes. Kids on a Slope is a really good short anime.
Yeah, actually, that's one that you've seen, Christine.
And that was one that we did commit to. That was, such a good show.
Yeah, it's only 12 episodes, I think.
Yep.
Right?
And it's a complete story.
Yeah, and it's really good. It is a slice of life anime.
About music.
Mm-hmm.
Especially. I love all that.
Music and friendship.
Yeah. Yeah, Christine likes all that jazz.
Ah, so. Was that a pun? They play jazz.
Say yes or no, Christine. They can't hear a smile.
The other one is sort of similar. Eden of the East had 12 episodes, and then I think, was it two or three movies?
Three movies.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I would bundle that in, because you kind of do have to commit to that show. Where
I don't know. It's still just 12 episodes, and then the only thing you'd have to commit is time to sit down and watch a movie. But it's just three films.
Yeah, it's 12 episodes, and then the three movies.
See, to me, it seemed longer than that.
There you go. But more money, more for your time.
and then you also have short anime. Okay, short animes that are only like six episodes long, like Masters of Martial Arts, a show that you can watch in 3 hours.
Yeah, but I think you want to convince people to keep watching anime.
Oh yeah, that's right. We're talking about people who they're also kind of like Christine. I don't know if we would show Master of Martial Arts to Christine. That's a pretty funny show, though.
But you're right. There are animes out there that are six episodes long.
Rin.
I like Fooly Cooly. you know, I guess you need to be kind of veteran in order to watch six-episode anime series, because so far we haven't mentioned one that I would show to somebody first.
Yeah, both Rin and Masters of Martial Arts on two completely different ends of the spectrum of... would not show to a newbie, but fun to watch with friends.
However, Fooly Cooly, Christine, you've seen.
I have seen Fooly Cooly.
Now, what your first impression, what did you think of it?
It was weird.
Right, yeah, it's weird. But would you continue to seek out other things because of it?
Probably not.
Yeah, okay. So Foolie Cooley's not on that list either. It's my favorite anime. You kind of got to be a veteran to watch it.
I had to watch it. How many times have we seen it, Taylor? Like 3 times?
I don't know.
Twice or...
It kind of jumbles in with how many times I've seen it.
Yeah, regardless, you can watch it in 3 hours.
Yeah.
Same with Masters of Martial Arts. Now, Rin is 6 hours because they're like 45-minute OVAs each.
And then there are also animes out there that are only 3 minutes long per episode.
Yeah.
A lot of those aren't really good.
I know, yeah. I wouldn't suggest those to anybody either, because if you kind of show those to somebody, they don't have any substance.
Wasn't, like, Inferno Cop really short?
Inferno Cop is, yeah. You know what? That's a good one. But you really have to be... That is something you'd show to a guy friend.
Yeah, I think that you would definitely show Inferno Cop to somebody who's like, hey, do you like this Adult Swim show? You'd really like this show.
Yeah, so Inferno Cop is definitely good for somebody who is specifically looking for that kind of a thing. Good answer, though, because I forgot about Inferno Cop.
You could watch... Speaking of Inferno Cop, it reminds me of Studio Trigger. Something like the first couple episodes of Kill la Kill. You know, you could watch like the first episode, introduce the first episode to somebody. And if you want to watch another episode, show them No Late Day.
Just watch the beach episode.
So when they play soccer.
Yeah, exactly. The beach episode, the bath episode, and the sports episode. Those are the only ones you need to watch.
Man, I still go back to Samurai Champloo, which actually... That's actually not a bad idea, because each episode of Samurai Champloo is a piece of their journey.
Except for the last couple episodes.
Yeah, like the last 3 episodes is a no, and the first episode you kind of have...
Well, no, first episode, you can watch the first episode.
Well, I know, but it doesn't lead into the second episode. It's another random adventure. So yeah, so as long as it's not the last 3 episodes of Samurai Champloo... You can, because that's how we watched Samurai Champloo. We just checked it out on Adult Swim one time, and it was the episode where they meet the European.
Yep.
At the noodle eating contest. And it made complete and total sense to just watch that episode.
I think a lot of Cowboy Bebop episodes are like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it's definitely Shinichiro Watanabe's way of doing that. If you look at Space Dandy, Samurai Champloo, and Cowboy Bebop, it doesn't work necessarily for Kids on a Slope at all, actually.
It probably won't work for the new Terror one either.
But, I mean, if you think about it, if we're talking about people who haven't seen much anime to begin with, Shinichiro Watanabe is always a place to start anyways. I mean,
yeah,
we've said that countless times on this show, but it's never not a true fact. So, speaking of limited time, we're kind of running out of time already anyways. So finding I would like to hear other people's animes that they could just sit down, watch an episode, and leave it for a while. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, for things like that, those are shows that I would want to check out because I actually did just get a full-time job, and I don't really have as much time to watch anime as I did before.
I watched JoJo.
So I'd like to see if there's any other shows out there that we should watch because I want to kind of know what I have to watch in my limited time. I'm still going to watch my series.
Yeah, one of the animes that that somebody told me that I absolutely have to watch from this season is No Game, No Life.
Really?
Yeah, somebody that's... We kind of traded.
All right, time to move on to...
Fan service. Which we have a lot.
We have a lot, so sit back and get ready. So first up, we have... this is super exciting. We got some fan service from a new fan.
Yeah, brand new fan.
Servando. Yeah, okay. So he gave us a rundown of all the stuff that because he's a brand new fan and he's listened to our entire podcast in a very short time. So he actually has some opinions on some older episodes that we seem to miss out on, which is awesome. I mean, I'm glad that we get feedback from old episodes. First off, he said he found us on by accident on a Windows app store.
Yeah, and I asked him, I messaged him back, I was like, Windows app, that's a completely new one to us. I mean, how would you even find us from a Windows app?
I don't know. But it's cool that they found us,
but it's badass.
Very, very happy that they did. So, Servando, he sent us a couple thoughts from older episodes. First off being from the romance episode when Victoria was first on our show for doing the Valentine's Day episode.
Yeah.
We were talking about his fanshipping, which he wanted to see Zuko and Katara. Which I completely disagree with. I don't think that ever should.
I don't even want to talk about it because I haven't seen it yet. So I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
And I just know that shipping is a thing, and a lot of people are very unhappy about it.
Yeah.
Which is cool. You can have your own shippings. That's why shippings exist.
Yeah, which... It's been an old episode. We haven't heard it ourselves in a long time. But did we talk about fan shipping? Because that's a really good point that he brought up. Was that... Did we, like, mention that fan shipping is...
I'm pretty sure we did. Because... I don't know of a shipping situation where crack shipping doesn't come up.
That's very true. I'd probably have to listen to an older episode then. But yeah, he's thinking Zuko and Katara. Yeah, people.
But yeah, man, I'm all about fan shipping. I love hearing people's opinions on who they ship with one another if it's not themselves.
I know that people go to war over that one.
Yeah,
that one in particular.
Heck yeah, they do. It's crazy, especially the Zuko Katara one.
And then the next piece that he sent us or that he wanted to add on was in our Attack on Titan homework episode. He mentioned Mikasa was supposed to be or was. Proposed to be the new
main
character.
Him and Armin, because Eren. Spoilers. In episode 5, Eren gets eaten, which was absolutely out of this world.
It blew everybody's mind when they saw it.
Yeah. So he proposed the fact about what if that happened where there was a shift in the main character. And basically, I said that would have been nuts. Especially for Attack on Titan, because that would have been completely out of left field. Nobody would have expected it. We saw this series being about Eren, and then he's gone. Now, we all know now that is not the case, but I asked if he's seen any other animes that did happen. Now, here comes another spoiler real quick. This anime has been out for a really long time, so if you haven't seen it, I apologize. But this is a really important point. Gurren Lagann, that exact same thing happens. You think this character's the main character, they die, and then all of a sudden all the main characters shift around.
Yep.
So that was the one. What were the animes that he mentioned?
Madoka Magica. Like, when the movies came around, Homura kind of took over.
Oh, man, that series really messed me up, though. that was so sad. That is a good example. So it does happen. And then, of course, here's one that I don't really feel bad about spoiling, which is Death Note, because I had the entire thing spoiled for me, so I'm kind of bitter about it. Once L gets killed. Though it's kind of a little different, because he is a main character, but he is a side character, so he didn't really have the same impact of the story that Light did after he died. So it would be different if Light died in the middle of the series instead of L, and then L all of a sudden became the main character. But then, of course, they brought back Nero, who was just little tiny L. Who was just little L, and then Mello, who was like, why?
That was awful. And then the last example he gave us was from Persona 3, which I didn't get into. So I haven't played Persona 3, so that one kind of stands on its own for that. Anybody who knows Persona 3... definitely go ahead and agree it up.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Servano. We are so glad to have you as a listener, and we hope to hear from you again. Next up on fan service is from, of course, our buddy Keto. He had some things to say to us about other things. Yes, he was talking about anime memes. This was an anime meme that I thought of after we were done with the episode, and that was the "But it was me, Dio"
from Fist of the North Star,
from JoJo.
Oh my gosh! Edit that out.
You're the one who edits.
Yeah. Hey, Jonathan, edit that out.
Future Jonathan, we made a mistake, man.
Reason why I did that was because of some of the videos that he sent us. He sent us. Slam of the North Star, which, if you haven't heard, is the Fist of the North Star theme remixed with
Space Jam.
The Space Jam theme.
Which, he also sent us the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure theme with Space Jam. For some reason, Space Jam always gets mashed up.
It's kind of like Guile's theme goes with everything.
Yeah.
Which is technically also another meme because it's Japanese.
Yeah. Anyway, so he sent me, he sent us the "But it was me, Dio," and that is one of my favorite memes, because, especially after E3, when it's like, oh, you thought he was playing a new Star Fox, but it was me, Dio.
So funny.
Yeah. Keto sent us a ton of stuff, actually, with memes. He knows a lot of memes.
Yeah, and the...
Which I'm very excited about because I want to check all these out. He said he likes the Ahegao face one, which is always funny. But the other thing that he sent which really interests me was adding anime eyes to sharks. And calling them tsundere sharks.
Yeah, the tsundere sharks.
I've never seen that one before.
Link in the description.
Yeah.
There's a link in the description for tsundere sharks.
But I was looking at them, and they were so funny, because, I mean, like, they were just taking cliche lines from, like, from any anime with a tsundere and putting it on sharks. Yeah. Don't know why it's funny, but it is.
And then he wanted to update a little bit about the AKB-48 guy who came in with Saw, and one of the main points that he wanted to bring up as far as his own news story that I passed along to us was how the heck did a guy even get by security if there was security with a handsaw? How did he get even close to this event with a handsaw?
I think Japanese handsaws are a lot different than what we have in the U.S. because you think about that one where it's like a... I'm not even going to be able to describe it right, but the ones in Japan are often, they almost look like spears with like a saw on the end of it, but like you probably could conceal it pretty easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your saw 101.
Yeah, because whenever I think of handsaw, I think of like the basically the skeleton saw that's basically like one bar that goes arches over the top and there's a serrated tooth saw below it, and it's all attached by a handle. That's what I think of a handsaw.
Yeah, I think here it's that one, like, that people actually play, like, a violin where they bend it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think the handsaws they have in Japan are a lot different, but...
What a weird attack weapon. Could you imagine, like, if it was, like, making that wobbly sound, too?
It sounds like thunder.
What's that noise?
Yeah.
Anyway, so thanks, Keto Man. I know you sent us a couple of their memes as far as the shark attack through the door, which I did know about that one, but I had never seen it for myself.
Thanks, Keto. Okay, so the next group of comments, we actually got some comments from on our page at nerdyshow.com. Okay, yeah. Okay, so this is really interesting. Garrier on nerdyshow.com comments us that he thinks that the Subway sandwich thing is brilliant and hilarious, but he also pointed out that the origin of that is from My Little Pony. Fan art, by the way, not the actual show. So the original art started by doing pictures where, like, My Little Pony characters were eating Subway sandwiches, and they weren't, like, censored or anything like that. They were just, like, literally eating Subway sandwiches.
I don't know. The Princess Celestia one that he sent us was pretty suggestive.
Because of that, he's saying that he's interpreting this to mean that there is now going to be Subway midget fan fiction now. So I don't know, Gary, you're gonna have to get on that and send it directly to Glitch, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Send it, actually, yeah, you can send it to us and then we'll send it.
He might pay you for that.
Yeah, right.
And we just got a follow-up comment from Archaeus, which is Subway eat fresh. So thank you guys. And then for the first time ever on Nerdy Show...
Yeah, on the Nerdy Show Network, so says Cap,
we have some audio fan mail from our wicked fan, Gerardo.
So, Gerardo, what did you say to us?
Hello, Jonathan, Dylan, Andrew, Glitch, and any other members of the Wicked Anime Podcast. This is your wicked fan, Gerardo Gomez, here to greet you with an audio version fan mail rather than my usual writing. So let's get this started. From last episode, I remember you guys were talking about anime memes. I am not very familiar with a lot of anime memes, surprisingly enough, other than the ones you mentioned. The Curling League, the Over 9000, you know, the more common ones. But I've never really been a big meme fan, let's say. I've never really found any entertaining, except for the sandwich one, the Subway one. That is very hilarious. I've known about that for quite a while, and If I know you guys didn't know about it, I would have shown it to you earlier. Oh my god. So you guys were also talking about the Power Ranger movie. I would love to see that. I can't wait. I actually would like for them to bring back the crew, the original Power Ranger crew, as a cameo, as you guys have mentioned before. Just not have them in the movie, you know, just have them there as a Stan Lee-ish type of cameo, just have them there as background. Lord Zedd would be a great villain, but I would prefer them to do something more original. As much as I love Lord Zedd, I think doing something rather new would bring newer fans in, and those old hardcore fans won't be disappointed that they say, oh my god, they ruined Zedd. This is terrible. Ah. And also about the Godzilla movie. Yes, I know. I wasn't a big fan of it. And here's the reason why. And I can't believe I'm admitting this on a podcast. I've only seen 3 Godzilla movies ever, including the newest one. I've only seen the original. I've seen the terrible, terrible 2001. And the newer one. So that's probably why I didn't enjoy the Godzilla movie as much as you guys. I should go watch other Godzilla movies. I've watched a cartoon that was based on the Godzilla movie back in 2000, which also terrible. But I will, just for you guys, I will see all of the Godzilla movies out of principle and let you know how that goes as soon as I get that done. Also, as of this recording, which I'm assuming is released somewhere on the 3rd, I will be at Anime Expo this year, as usual, for the past previous, how long have I been going? Since 05? So yeah, almost 10 years. Jesus. But depending on how that goes, and depending on how long the lines are, which are always super long, about 2 to 3 hours. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm not even... Even day zero. That the day zero is the worst. I'm going to be there. Me and my friends are going to be there from 9 a.m. The doors don't open till 2 or 3. So it's going to be terrible. I'll take pictures, send it to you guys. Just show you how terrible, terrible large cons are. But hey, at least we're having fun. And that's all that matters, right?
And we're back.
I was so happy with the fact that you actually took the initiative and did that. That was so cool, man.
How can you not be a fan of me, man? Come on, I mean, it's the internet.
It's okay. It's,
of course it is.
Because sometimes you just stumble upon them, and that's where it's funny, which is why I really enjoy reading the comments to whatever Peter Payne posts from J-List on Facebook, because people just post new memes that I've never seen before.
Yeah, I don't seek out memes either. Yeah, so, I mean, but when so I see them,
funny.
I love them.
They're just so funny, some of the things that people post as far as comments, like comment memes.
Yeah, I never thought of the point that he brought up in the Power Rangers thing where they could possibly ruin Lord Zedd.
And that is a completely valid argument. I still kind of want to see Lord Zedd, because Lord Zedd will always be existing in the regular Power Rangers thing. But if they mess up one aspect of this the new Power Rangers movie, the whole thing's gonna be messed up. And then finally, as we all know, that even yes, we are fans of Godzilla, there are a lot of Godzillas that are terrible. They are boring. They are long. So it's always best to watch Godzilla with friends.
Yeah, watch it with a group of friends.
Watch it with friends, because if you do it by yourself, you will not make it.
Cool. So that's all we have for fan service, so let's move on to some shameless plugs.
All right, guys, if you want to join our conversation, maybe even you have some information on fan service, maybe you like some of the news stories that you heard, maybe you want to be like our wicked fan Gerardo and send us some wicked awesome audio, because we will play it here on the show. So if that's the case, you can send us anything you want at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's
even if it's Subway Midget fan fiction.
Yes. For a glitch. If you want to join us on Facebook.com, we're at facebook.com/wickedanime, where we have frequent updates on episodes, cool news stories that might pop up, anything of the sorts. If you want to join us on Tumblr, we have a Tumblr, which is just Wicked Anime. And then, of course, you can find us at nerdyshow.com, where if you are not listening to this podcast there, you can find us on iTunes.
Rate and review, please.
Please rate and review us on iTunes.
The first slot is still available.
And then, of course, you can find us at youtube.com /wickedanimereviews, where you can find all of our awesome, awesome show.
Please subscribes.
Yes, give us the subs. And tell YouTube how awesome our show is.
The Subway subs?
Eat fresh. So that is the that is all we have for today. And we will leave you off.
I kind of want to listen to some Space Jam. Some Space Jam remixes.
Is that what you want to do for music?
Kind of.
Do you want to do JoJo or Fist of the North Star?
I guess I'll have to just wait and find out.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll be finding out right now.
Okay, bye.
That was weird.
Super. Yeah, right now they would be finding that out.
Worse things than that clip that we show.
In fact,
I know.
In fact, next hardcore anime panel, we're actually going to be showing a different Violence Jack clip,
and
it's way more
gonna mix it up.
Yeah, and there's actually no Violence Jack even in that clip. It's just brutalness.
It's just violence.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Dylan.
And Jack's in it too.
No, that's what I said. He's not in it.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
He's not
to
in
you.
This clip. I know.
I didn't even know you were here. How can
you not be listening?
Were you even here just now?
That was a callback to our Godzilla joke where I didn't remember that Christine was in it. Yeah.
I wasn't in the movie.
No, you were not in it.
I was with
you. You weren't in the theater.
Kick-Ass was in the movie.
Are we going to get back to Steve Harvey?
When are we going to get back to Think Like a Man? Oh my gosh. Wicked,
hey! Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling friends, rating and reviewing on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images, and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. To find out how you and your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.